Joining us now is the captain of the Detroit Red Wings. They are on a heater, 7-1 in their last 8 games. They're talking playoffs in Detroit, a big 4-1 victory last night. We talked to him on the beach about his Scarborough and North Bay connection and the contract, which there isn't yet. So we've checked those boxes as we welcome back to the show, Dylan Larkin. How are you, Dylan?
I'm doing good, guys. It's good to talk to you again.
I say, man, we're both American products. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, which, you know, at the time was not a hockey hot, but when I was coming through your age group, it's been a little bit different, man. We've had players coming out of here. We used to always look up towards Michigan when I was a kid, right? Like my dream was to play at the University of Michigan or Michigan State. When I ended up at St. Lawrence, we did get to play against your school. We never won. But I'm curious from your perspective, just, you know, what that's been like for you to kind of have what some people look at like the perfect rise, dude. Like you went from youth hockey in Michigan to the NTDB program, U.S. development program, to the University of Michigan for a year, to the Detroit Red Wings. Like when you look back on this, is it somewhat surreal that this has played out, that you're now the captain of the team that you used to watch growing up?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm very fortunate with that and being able to stay in Michigan. Not by any means, if you told me 10 years ago that's what would happen, I would probably call you crazy that I got the chance to play in the NHL. But the fact that I'm here at home and playing for the Red Wings and got to play at Michigan and I think growing up it was all about making the NTDP, and that was a huge goal of mine and something that I really dreamed of, and got the chance to play for that team, and it really just opened up every dream. And we had Jack Eichel and Alex Tuch, Sonny Milano, Austin Matthews and Zach Werenski, and guys like that were a year behind us, but they played on our U18 team. And it just, being in that environment was just great memories, and we just pushed each other every day, and I think it's so unique that we have that in the U.S. and USA Hockey's done a great job building that.
Great answer. With Dylan Larkin, captain of the Detroit Red Wings. So when we talked in Florida, you had started this run, but it really began after the loss in Edmonton and the win in Calgary. The team was +1, now it's +7. And you've played some of your best hockey of the year and have filled the net. And maybe, speaking of USA Hockey, maybe only Patty Kane is hotter than you right now, Dylan. So what's changed in this little 8-game sample size for yourself and the team? Because you've kind of put them on the back a little bit. And now in Detroit, people are talking playoffs.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think, for me, the All-Star break was a great experience, or the All-Star game itself. And our Atlantic team won it, and it was just a lot of fun. It was fun being around those guys. It's crazy as it seems, long seasons, and the ups and the downs are pretty drastic, but just, kind of having a few smiles and having some fun playing hockey, it kind of translated in my game coming back. And I felt looser, I felt lighter, and I felt good about myself. So with saying that, I think a lot of guys have a similar. We lost our first game back to Edmonton in a close. The score wasn't close, but it was a close game, a good crowd, and then we've been on a roll, and our team has just built confidence. And we've been playing a mature brand of hockey where, we get in tight games. We're comfortable and we're comfortable closing it out. So we went on the road and really just built a lot of confidence in our game.
So I got a theory here, and I thought that you kind of alluded to it in a couple of interviews, and I want to see if it's true. The fastest skater competition at this year's All-Star game, with you having the previous record and this year not going, the same as it had previously, Like, did it kind of upset you, man, that people thought maybe you were sandbagging or not going full out? Because I look at how you played the last couple games, or just played in the All-Star game. Like, you doubled up your entire team in shots on goal, man. Like, you were going so hard. It was so much fun to watch. And to me, it almost looks like that's carried over into these games. Is there any truth to that, that it just maybe upset you a little bit that people thought you weren't taking it seriously and you just decided to put the hammer down and take it to everybody afterwards?
Yeah, a little bit. I wouldn't say I was thinking about that, you know, last night when we were playing the Rangers, but it did, and I wanted to have a good performance during the All-Star game itself, and you know, the fastest skater is kind of you know, my first year when I did it and broke the record, there was they did like the half lap, and that time, those times were kind of slow because it's kind of like a warm-up lap, you know, a little bit of a competition, and then the one guy got to do to try and break the record, and you know, you were already warm, and they just kind of moved through it pretty quickly. So hopefully, you know, wanting guys to really go for it and break the record, they should give them a couple cracks at it, and maybe two laps, kind of break it up a little bit, give them a little rest, and then go again. But you know, it for me, it was the All-Star break or the All-Star game was just really nice to be around good players and play with them and kind of feel the respect that all the guys showed.
We're Dylan Larkin talking Red Wings USA hockey and fun on the beach as we were frolicking during media day. Really enjoyed all that conversation. So Dylan, I had Brad Marchand on yesterday, and of course we talked about a lot of things, including 2016, how it ended for him with the shorthanded goal. Everyone remembers Team North America. I still see the sweaters. It's a lot of love, and you know, you played on that roster and saw all those players, but we haven't had a best on best since. So do we have a birthday skate? Like, you talk to Austin, I'll talk to 63, 87 and 97. We'll just have a one-on-one tournament in February next year. Like, what's going on best? Are you, we have to wait for Italy in 2026, Dylan? Don't you know any people?
you know, I think it's got to happen. It would be so good for the game, and there's so much since the last time that was really happened was the World Cup of Hockey in Toronto, and you know, I think there was maybe 8 Americans on that team, and a lot of the guys on that team, you know, haven't got the chance to play best on best for their countries, which would be not saying that it wasn't great. It was a really, really cool experience, but you know, it's more meaningful when you put on the USA jersey and really get that US Canada rivalry, US Russia games like that, that would be lifelong memories for us.
Yeah. And that was, you know, the hardest, one of the parts of my career that I didn't get to do was ever wear the U.S. jersey. I was the last guy cut from the development team program. And then I couldn't go to world championships, I think in 2012 or 13, it would have been 2013, because my oldest daughter was set to be born right in the middle of it. And I can't imagine how cool it was to have multiple opportunities to do so. But I want you to walk me through a scenario here, Dylan. Like, myself being an old goaltender, I've always wondered this, and I like to ask it. You know, someone like you is so fast, you get a lot of breakaways. When you're one-on-one in a goalie in a game setting, okay, not a shootout, not a penalty shot, it's a game setting. When you're bearing down on the net, are you thinking about the goalie that you're facing at all? Or are you just worrying about yourself with what you're going to do when you're headed towards that crease?
No, just worried about what I'm going to do. You know, I think depending on the speed and the back pressure, the angle you're coming in on, I think that, you know, that those play big factors to me, and I have a couple moves that I like to do, and you know, I maybe take a look up and see, you know, hopefully he's not charging out at me. That would obviously change it, but just things like that, you know, if you see a wide open, you know, on the glove side or whatnot, but I have my couple moves, and depending where I'm coming in from, I'll stick to those.
Dylan, when we've talked to whether it's Mike, Shane O'Brien, or our own guys, or people like yourself, when we talk about the journey to the NHL, obviously doesn't happen without parents. We've talked about parents before. But what about Zamboni drivers or coaches or people along the way that I know for Mike, he talked about his grandfather a lot, who really helped him. So someone who might be listening right now, who along the way, whether it's a minor hockey coach, youth coach in the United States, a scout, somebody who helped Dylan Larkin become the person and the player you are today.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. You know, obviously my parents, my mom and dad, and my brother play a huge role in my career. And my Uncle Paul, and cousins Adam and Ryan as well. We all grew up playing together and playing against each other at Lakeland Ice Arena here in Waterford, Michigan, where I grew up, and have great memories. I definitely, you know, since it's on theme with USA Hockey, the staff and at the NTDP, Brock Bradley, you know, Jay Bird, I'm sure he's listening, although he's probably watching practice right now. But, you know, guys like that are just staples of the NTDP. They've been there a long time and have a enjoy what they do. They help young kids try and live their dreams, and they take great pride in representing their countries. It's just they've built a special culture with themselves, and they get new groups every year coming through. But you know, they know that what they do helps them, and they do a great job. So those guys as well.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And I loved your first answer to the tough cross-checking question. So that's good stuff. So from the beach and North Bay and Scarborough and the girlfriend, good luck against Steve's old team, Tampa Bay and Detroit on Saturday. Should be a good one. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Dylan Larkin of the Detroit Red Wings.